Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet. Plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar. Welcome back to where the turf meets the surf. Live racing now through September 7th. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By the Pamplemousse Grill, a guaranteed winning dining experience every time. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By Today's Racing Digest, a handicapping lesson in every issue. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Handicappers Championship in Las Vegas through horseplayers.com. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selection from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. This is Bob Ike, joined by regular co-host John Lindo. We are live from the Del Mar Press Box, where we have a 2 p.m. post time today at Del Mar for a 10-race card, a couple stakes races, including the Best Pal, which goes as the fourth race, and then the Yellow Ribbon Race 9. That's a real tough race going a mile and a 16th on the turf. We'll have coverage today from Saratoga. They've got 12 races, including two major turf stakes races there. And at Colonial Downs today, it is Arlington Million Day, where they run the Million, the Beverly D, and the Secretariat, part of a 12-race card. We'll have coverage from all of those places and more. And John Lindo, it's day 14 at Del Mar, believe it or not. We're almost at the halfway point.
It goes so fast down here, Bob. Good morning. And first of all, I'll apologize to the listeners. I've got a allergy going on, so scratchy voice will cowboy up and go through as best we can. But It didn't take long. We're almost, after tomorrow, we'll basically be at the halfway mark.
Well, John, you also started your morning in Moore Park, 130 miles away, and somehow managed to be here in the press box by 8 a.m. So
ship and win.
You've already cowboyed up. We've got a long day ahead of us, but we figure we'll get through it on caffeine and gambling, and everything will be good.
That's a good exacta. That works for me, yes. It's better off if we cash some tickets along the line, too.
Absolutely. Well, John, let's first of all start by recapping the big grade one win by Seismic Beauty last week. And the Bob Baffert trainee is undefeated since stretching out around two turns.
That was a grade one Clement L. Hirsch. She broke from the rail, and as usual, the Bob Baffert horse will use their speed. She controlled the race from the inside, and I was a little surprised to see Copion coming out of all those fast sprint races drop so far back out of it early.
She looked like she just couldn't keep up, John.
It was strange. And the pace was fast, 6 furlongs and 1:10 and change, but Seismic Beauty never came back. She ran all the way to the wire in 1:42 and change. Copion did finish well, got within, what, 2 or 3 lengths at the wire. And the race came up fast, Bob. The buyer speed figure for the winner, Seismic Beauty, was 1:10. And Copion got a 107, so it was a legit race over the track where they're going to run the Breeders' Cup distaff. So I'm going to assume the Seismic Beauty, that's the path she's going to take. And we'll see if Richard Mandela decides to shorten up Copion back to the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint, or if he wants to try and keep going long on the dirt. She looks pretty versatile, and I think maybe with a little different trip, she could have made that closer.
She showed that she can get the two turns, which was a question mark because she didn't do it earlier in her career, talking about Copion. But, John, I was shocked that she just showed no speed. She'd come out of that race at Los Al where they blazed Sweet Azteca, I mean, was right on her flank, basically, and that they flew through some fractions that day. I was puzzled why Copion didn't keep up early.
I was, too. I mean, you talk about the race, the Great Lady M at Los Alamitos. The half mile was under 44 seconds. And she was within a couple lengths of the leader there. So she does have that speed. I don't know if it's just a change in tactics trying to get her to get the distance, but she showed that she can get two turns for sure. We just have to figure out now, and that, I guess it's not our job, it's Richard Mandela's. Is she going to be a better sprinter, or is she going to be better going a mile and an eighth in the distaff?
An announcement from Harris Farms, which could have a major impact here in California, John, and could be a major blow to California breeding industry. So talk about that.
Well, John Harris, the services for John Harris, who passed away earlier a couple of weeks ago, were held on Tuesday, and a press release came out on Wednesday that there would be a major reduction in the farm holdings, starting with a digital sale April 14th through 19th, held by Fasig Tifton. Somewhere around 82 or 3 horses are listed in the sale, a number of broodmares. You've got some with the foals by their side. You've got yearlings, 2-year-olds, I think a couple of 3- and 4-year-olds as well. So a major reduction there. And, Bob, for the California breeding industry and for California racing, if you take out 80 to 100 horses out of the mix as far as breeding and producing runners for cowbreds every year, I don't know who's going to do it to replace it. So it's concerning. I understand what the Harris Farms are doing, but as a California race fan, this is something that has got me, it's scared a little bit.
Well, John, one positive and that has certainly helped the horse population in California is this Del Mar Ship and Win program. We've got some numbers to go through, but this summer is looking like maybe the best one ever. At least it's up from last year for sure.
And there was a lot of participation last year. Going into this week, Bob, there's been a 20% increase in horses. This year, 64 horses going into this week have started for the Ship and Win program. 8 of those had won. That was compared to 51 who had started through the same period last year. We saw a Ship and Win on Thursday with Scalanetta. So there's been at least one other Ship and Win winner. And these guys are running for bonus purse money. And they run for the bonus purses throughout the meet. So these horses, when they come back to start later in the meet, they're running for those bonuses again. It really helps the field sizes, which are averaging right around 8.75 horses per race at Del Mar. I'll take that any day of the week.
John, and 39 of the qualifiers have started on dirt, which is the good news. That's where we've really needed it. The turf racing here is pretty solid generally. 25 starters from Ship and Win have been on the turf, but to get those dirt runners coming in is a big plus.
Oh, absolutely. There are different kinds of races that are filling at this meet that we haven't seen fill all year.
John, we saw a DQ here last Sunday, and that was in the CTBA stakes, where the winner of the race, My Love Caroline, was taken down. The runner-up, Jasmina, was moved up. The horse that was affected, or quote affected, I thought this was the wrong call all the way around. Liberation was a very heavy favorite in the race. She broke slowly. The two horses on each side of her kind of moved into where the space was. Liberation ended up clipping heels of My Love Caroline and was last early, totally lost chance. So our stewards here, in a majority decision, disqualified the winner, moved Jasmina up. I was the beneficiary, John, financially. Almost felt guilty taking that money. I thought that was absolutely the wrong call in that race.
You know, with two-year-olds especially, Bob, they're going to be a little erratic. They're very green this time of year. And you're right, Liberation kind of got squeezed off from between horses. But they come out of the gate in a scramble and clipped heels. The inquiry sign was on for a long time. It was not a unanimous decision. It was a majority decision. And it would have been nice,
Bob. But we should note, John, the one dissenter of the three stewards was advocating for a double DQ in that spot.
Right. So, yeah, something was going to happen. But wouldn't it be nice if they did what New York Racing did this week, Bob? Andy Serling hosts the satellite wagering show or the satellite feed, and they have a stewards corner where they have any controversial disqualification. They have the stewards on who are transparent enough to come on and talk about it, and they talked about the DQ that we mentioned last week of Zulu Kingdom in the Grade II Hall of Fame. And, you know, Andy Serling did not agree with the decision, but these guys, you know, they handled it. He asked tough questions. They answered them. It would be nice to see maybe something like that with our stewards here. Larry Colmus did a great job of explaining what the determination was on the satellite feed. But it'd be nice to hear the stewards get in front of the people, tell them what they saw, why they did this, so we can try and see if we can get that kind of consistency so we know how it's going to go.
John, that stewards review segment that NYRA does was outstanding. It was about 12 to 15 minutes. Andy Serling had two of the stewards on, I mean, dressed coat and tie, professional, explaining their decision, explaining the rule that led to their decision. We did not necessarily agree with the DQ of Zulu Kingdom. But when you hear their side of it, they go through the drone shots, they go through the ruling of it, you can certainly see that they made the case for it.
Right.
It's transparent. They came down to the paddock immediately after and spoke with connections down there. I thought it was an extremely professional job. They followed that up by bringing the director of racing operations in. He explained the different rulings, how the rules are made throughout different parts of the country, and the need for uniform rules in this game state by state.
Well, that's the thing, too. The rules, as far as the stewards go, differ from state to state. And, you know, when Heise's trying to make uniform medication rules, wouldn't it be nice to know that a foul in New York is going to be a foul in California?
If our listeners get a chance, go find it on YouTube. It was done by NYRA. It's called the Stewards Review, and Andy Serling hosts it. It would be outstanding to see other jurisdictions do the same for the horse player. It's great transparency for the horse player.
Well, and it'll give the steward stand some credibility. You know, people get mad. They take shots. If they can validate what they saw, to an extent where at least, okay, they're not shooting in the wind and flipping a coin, this is what they interpret it as, then maybe we know next time something goes to the inquiry sign what to expect.
They also explained, John, real quick on this, why it was an objection, a jockey's objection, and not a steward's inquiry. And I thought they gave an excellent answer. Because Joel Rosario claimed foul while they were still looking at the incident to see, you know, they were going to post the inquiry.
Right.
But they were reviewing it internally, and they got the call from the jockey, objection. So what they probably should have done is gone ahead and also added inquiry
right
to it. But that was also transparent because people are saying, well, if you guys didn't even put it up, how are you going to take the horse down? Right. They were going to put it up. The jockey beat him to the punch.
Right. That's kind of like the Kentucky system, you know, where it seems like there's never an inquiry sign. There's only objections. And maybe that's what they do. If they've already claimed foul, they don't have to post the inquiry.
But you should put them both up.
Right. At least we know they're looking at it and they saw something as well.
All right, John, let's get into some handicapping. And you did not only Del Mar, the full card today, 10 races, you did the late pick five at Saratoga. Let's get the phone number out for the South Point because your Lindo report is available there 4 days a week. Let's get some people up to see Steve Johnson at the South Point, and then we'll get your radio play.
Well, preseason football is underway. It'll be college football just around the corner. If you want to get out there, 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. He'll tell you how to get the Thoroughbred LA horse players rate. And for a play, I'm going to go, Bob, to Del Mar, race number three today. I like the debut of number eight, Fancy Facts, who I thought ran super on the dirt first time out, was in front of the five ace pole, ended up running third, cuts back to five furlongs today. Being by the factor, I think the grass is probably going to be better for this horse. Speed and outside post, shortening up in distance. 7-2 on the morning line, I think, is a very fair price. Number eight, Fancy Facts, third race at Del Mar. And, Bob, you put out your sheet today, so where are your best plays, and what do you want to go for a radio play?
Yeah, my best plays are races 5, 7, and 10. So some good field size, you know, later on, John, maybe a little light early, but I thought the late races were challenging. I put $108 into that late pick five, and I'm going to go to my seventh race selection, which is actually my pick five single. I think this is a spot today where you have to try to beat Gold Phoenix, who's the 6-5 favorite in here. Scratched out of the Eddie Reed. Now he comes back in this allowance race, a mile, which I think is too short for him. I think this is a prep for the mile and three-eighths race here later in the meet. So number one, the stand is, in my opinion, you must take against Gold Phoenix today. And I like the speed horse in here to his outside. Number three, Final Boss, who I think is going to get loose on the lead. He did that last time in the Wick. He got tired late, but John, he goes back on Lasix today. I think that's very key with this horse. I think he's the speed. You'll have to come and catch him again. I think Lasix is a big, big help for this one going a mile on the turf. Seventh race, number three, Final Boss, is 4-1 on the morning line, and that will be my radio play of the day. Let's take our first time out. When we come back, Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com, Bruce Finkelstein from Bet on Bruce. That's the next segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition. You're listening on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
From conception to the starting line, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a visit video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallion's Clubhouse Ride and the newest addition, Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds or cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos and in Northern California. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative breeders and owners awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo from Del Mar. And John, let's do our cowbred of the week. And this is a fun one. We saw some friends, Pete and Ev Perella, in the winner's circle yesterday.
They were in the winner's circle after the graduation stakes yesterday with Sammy Davis. Ran his record to a perfect 2-for-2, wire to wire yesterday in the graduation stakes. Sammy Davis is by Sir Prancelot out of the More Than Ready mare, Ready for Romance. Bred by Tom Bachman, owned by our friends at Legacy Ranch and trained by John Sadler. Again, 2-for-2 at the meet. They picked up a lot of bonus money on the maiden win. You've got the stakes win. And Sammy Davis, a pretty nice 2-year-old. Our cowbred of the week. Way to go, Ev and Pete.
And John, NTRA, if you want to get signed up for the NHC Tour, you've got to go to NTRA.com to get qualified and try to win your way into the 2026 NHC in Las Vegas. And there's a couple qualifiers today, John.
Both of those qualifiers are online. If you go to horseplayers.com, that's horseplayers.com, there's a $500 low ratio, which means less people you have to beat per winning an NHC seat. That's a $500 buy-in, and the normal regular NHC qualifier, it'll cost you $210 to play, but you've got to be an NTRA member, so sign up and get eligible for that.
Let's bring in Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys?
Doing great. Happy to be down here live racing at Del Mar, Bob. And the real good preview, or real good stake, I should say, is the Yellow Ribbon today. Wanted you to preview that. It goes as race 9. These are fillies and mares going a mile and a 16th on the turf, a grade 2 event. Bob, 8-horse field. I thought it was pretty wide open. Hang the Moon is the 3-to-1 favorite. How did you see it?
Yeah, I agree. I think it is pretty wide open. I'm going to boil the race down to the inside 3, I thought. I picked Heredia just because Graham Motion's had a lot of success shipping to California through the years. He gets Juan Hernandez to ride. She's been running against some pretty good fillies back east. So I think she might be the one that merits the edge today. But Hang the Moon, as you mentioned, you know, she's won over this course before. She's been freshened, so she's certainly capable on her best day. And, of course, Liguria from Michael McCarthy gets Rispoli. And, you know, she won as a 2-year-old over this course. She won the Jimmy Durante as a 2-year-old, so she's 1-for-1 here. So I think the race will boil down to one of those three. But, you know, there are other horses drawn outside that could contend, but I'm going to narrow it down to those three.
Bob, earlier in the card, race 6, an allowance race, and our friend Jay Pribman, the one that's named after him, who was an impressive maiden winner here just early in the meet, July 20th, so coming back fairly quickly, what did you make of Pribman's chances to go 2-for-2 at Del Mar?
Well, he certainly could win right back. You know, they may have found his calling card that he wants to be a two-turn router on the lead. You know, he won on the lead last time, ducked in badly in the stretch, and, you know, looked like he might jump the rail there for a brief second, but Juan Hernandez was able to straighten him out, and he went on to a nice victory. So, you know, he's the one to beat again today. I thought the main competition was the horse-drawn inside, Lyle Song from Mark Glatt. Just got beat a nose basically the opening weekend. So I think it'll be Pridman on the lead, and Lyle Song will be the one I'll have to hold off late.
Well, Bob, the late pick four sequence is really good. There's a few wide-open races with big numbers and field sizes. Did you want to go there for your radio play, or do you want to go earlier on the card?
I'm going to go earlier on the card and try to get some money to play those exotics later in the day. I like number six, Triple Diamonds, from Mark Gladden, Umberto Risley teaming up. This horse broke his maiden on this course under Risley last year. Even though it's only a seven-horse field, there's a lot of speed drawn inside him. I think he can get the right trip tucked in just off the leader. So I like number six, Triple Diamonds, listed at 4-1 on the morning line in race one.
Yeah, just to kick it off, the lid lifter for Bob Mazursky is Triple Diamonds in the first race. Nice price at 4-1. Good luck today, Bob. Again, everything available at todaysracingdigest.com. Bob's selections are also in the Southern Cal newspaper group. Conglomerate of newspapers, his graded handicap, and full odds as well. So good luck today, Bob.
Same to you guys. Take care.
All right, that was Bob Mazursky. We will bring in Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, fellas?
What's the weather like in Vegas? How hot are we getting now, above 100?
This is more typical. We're about a buck eight right now.
A buck eight.
It's a fast six furlongs in Vegas today, 108.
Yeah, I mean, this has been better than last year. Let's put it that way. The nights are bearable. Let's put it that way. Once you hit 110, it's pretty darn unbearable. So this has been much better than last year.
Well, Bruce, wanted you to preview the other stakes race today, going as the fourth, and it's a short field of five. Doug O'Neill has three of the entrants. Bob Baffert has the other two, and Baffert, to me, certainly has the horse to beat and a short price in Desert Gate.
Can I make a prediction here in this fourth race?
You
can.
Baffert's
going to. That's my business, right? I think Baffert's horse, Desert Gate, is going to be 1-9 in this race. That's how much of a mismatch it is. And talk about an embarrassment of riches. He has Butane and Brandt and Desert Gate, who did everything right on debut at Santa Anita. Obviously, he went fast early. He came the last eighth of a mile in 12 seconds. If you look at that card, that was the fastest last eighth of a mile. This is a debuting two-year-old that did that. I mean, I don't think there's really much more I can add to that. He just dominates. If he stays upright at the start, he wins the race. So race four, very prohibitive favorite, the five Desert Gate, the five horse.
Well, Bruce, before I get your first radio play, I'm assuming you're doing Saratoga and Del Mar like you always do. Did you also add anything from Colonial Downs with their big Arlington Million card today to your mix?
I did not. I kind of ran a little bit out of time, so we just did the normal, the Del Mar and Saratoga today.
All right, well, let's get your first play. I'm assuming you're going to go to Saratoga for the first one?
Yeah. Let's go to the 10th race at Saratoga. The big favorite in here is Farbridge, deserving favorite, but boy, the Godolphin shipper, El Cordobas, the four-year-old, I think is getting very, very good right now. We're going a mile and a half. This horse is a mile and a half specialist. Two of his three career wins come at this mile and a half distance, guys. It's the last race that, to me, was the stunner. It was only a four-horse field on July 10th at Newmarket, and to say they were jogging early is putting it mildly. This was a slow Euro pace, and he was kind of in the pocket, laying dead last, although fairly close up, but certainly the race didn't necessarily set up for him. He finally got in the clear in the stretch, and he just laid it down. He showed a huge late kick to win going away. I think this is a horse just figuring things out as a four-year-old. Even though there's not a ton of speed in this race, it's got to be faster than the race he just ran in, and I think the American style of racing will suit him. He certainly can run all day. Just a huge, coming out of a huge win. Somehow he's the third choice on the program for Team Charlie Appleby. Race 10, the one El Cordobas, listed at 4-1 on the morning line.
And Bruce, let's come out to Del Mar for your second play.
from a grade one to a non-grade one. Let's go to the eighth race at Del Mar that starts the pick three. These are 10,000 non-winners to lifetime, kind of the lower level of the claiming ranks. So the horse I like here quite a bit is the six, What's the Buzz, who I think is dropping for the win today. Last seen at Los Alamitos, ran in a tough starter allowance race and actually pressed the hot pace. They ran a 44 flat half mile, seven sprint races that day. The only one that ran a faster half mile, Sweet Azteca in the Great Lady M, only ran a fifth faster for a half mile than these horses did. And I thought, what's the buzz? While he finished fourth, he hung around, and he didn't get embarrassed in this race. This is a massive drop in class here today. He gets a trainer upgrade, has a nice fast workout at three furlongs at Del Mar on July 31st, a bullet workout. He gets his main man aboard. Herrera is the only rider who's won aboard. I think he's fast enough to make the lead against these lower-level horses and wave bye-bye. Race 8, I like the 6. What's the Buzz, listed at 5-1 on the morning.
Love the way you dig that stuff up, Bruce, on the fractions for the day, et cetera. That's the kind of stuff you get at betonbruce.com. Good luck today, Bruce.
Appreciate it, Bob. You guys have a great day.
All right, John, let's go ahead and take our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets and Scott Shapiro. He was online early today doing his stuff, and he'll feature some or talk about some races at Colonial today. So that's the next segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Always on the run. Destiny.
AM 830.
For over 55 years, today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of the horse player. What sets us apart? We combine over five decades of rich analytics, cutting-edge AI and data science, and boots-on-the-ground track experience to bring you the ultimate blend of sharp numbers and expert insight. That's why tens of thousands of horse players have trusted the Digest since 1970. Each edition delivers a masterclass in handicapping, loaded with exclusive figures, smart angles, and proven tools built to help you beat the board. Short on time and just need an edge to start cashing in more tickets? Check out our tip sheets and race day picks from a stacked roster of battle-tested handicappers like Bob Ike, Bob Mazursky, and John Lindo, guys who grind the game daily, not just sit behind a keyboard. With our new expanded coverage, we've got every big meet covered this summer. Del Mar, Saratoga, Monmouth, Kentucky Downs, and more. So whether you're playing coast to coast or at your local track, grab today's Racing Digest on track at Del Mar or online at todaysracingdigest.com. Create your account, pick your track, follow your capper. It's that simple. Today's Racing Digest. Smart data, sharp insight, serious results.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar and around the country. Enjoy all of the daytime simulcast fun in style in our beautiful Vessels Club, with outdoor patio seating and great views of the entire track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar, featuring more than 60 TVs showing the best of racing and more. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of sunsets and stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo, and John Hay today at Del Mar. Tacos and tequila. That sounds like a good combo here at Del Mar today.
Yeah, but you better get, you know, you might not cool out too well, but the food and drink will be good today. That's down on the apron, and you can go to dmtc.com for your tickets for that. Tomorrow, also in the Plaza de Mexico out here, they have the Kona Brewing Company $5 beers. And they feature different foods. Tomorrow it's going to be a Asian-inspired Kobe burger, so that might be good. And I want to remind people, too, starting this coming Friday, they moved the post time up an hour earlier. So Friday post time will be 3 o'clock instead of what it's been 4 o'clock so far at the meet. And you got to remember, too, if you want to get in free, Thursday's your day. Free and easy Thursdays, you get free admission, program, and a seat.
Hey, John, let's also mention the karaoke night tomorrow night after the races at the Belly Up. It's a sixth annual, and this is to raise money for the permanently disabled jockeys. It's a great cause. Our jockeys compete against the East Coast guys in some sort of, you know, karaoke deal, and they get all dressed up and have a few cocktails and loosen up, and it's a fun night over there at the Belly Up.
And you know what? It won't be too late tomorrow night. Only 9 races on Sunday, so it starts relatively early as compared to the 11 race cards we've had the last couple of Sundays, so it'll be easier to get there.
And final note, we want to get people into the Pamplemousse right across the street.
Absolutely.
Here. And we're going in tonight, John, for our annual radio show dinner, joined by the Privmans. We'll have we call her Miss Daisy. Nella will be there, Kim, and we'll have a great dinner tonight at the Pamplemousse.
And you will find your seat next to my wife because there's always leftovers. And I know you order depending on what she orders, right?
Well, I help her order.
So oh, okay.
She takes my second choice, and then we kind of go from there. Let's bring in John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Good, thanks. It's a beautiful day here. No rain in sight, so all that's good news.
Well, very good. Well, John, last week in the Whitney, Sierra Leone took advantage, and you kind of helped him out with your horse in there, and they put a rabbit in there. He got the pace that he needed and got the money. Sierra Leone, to me, very pace-dependent, and he got it in the Whitney.
Yeah, the big disappointment when it's obviously fierceness. I mean, he had no excuse. At the top of the lane, it looked like he was going to draw off and win, but he just stopped. I mean, you know. And Sierra Leone took advantage of having a rabbit in the race, and he ended up winning. You know, I don't know how good any of these horses are. They're obviously terrific on their best days. The problem is they're just inconsistent. You just don't know who's showing up on what day and who does what. So that is a problem.
Well, John Hardoon gave us 2 winners last week, John Lindo. Hold My Bourbon, $9.50 at Saratoga. Came out to Del Mar, Charlie Foxtrot at $5.20. So we're expecting nothing less than 2 winners. John Lindo, you get the first one.
Well, John, at johnhardoon.com, did you add Colonial Downs and their Big Arlington Million? Did you do that card in addition to your usual Saratoga and Del Mar?
I certainly did, and they have a couple of terrific stake races there. Actually, we're going to use one of those races as our second radio play. But for you, John, we're going to look at Saratoga, look at race number 8 for the first of our 2 radio plays. And I like the number 8 horse in here, Surveillance. Just take your pen and draw a line through his last race. He put blinkers on after a bunch of starts, and the horse just never came out of the gate that day. Today, the blinkers come off. He switches back to the dirt, and he's listed at 4-1 on the morning line. He draws a good outside box with Kendrick Carmouche aboard to ride. I like number 8, Surveillance, to win today's 8th race out at Saratoga.
And, John, you said you were going to go to Colonial for your second pick?
Yeah, we're going to look at the ninth race today. It's a mile on the turf. It's the Secretariat Stakes. It's a Grade 2 event. And I love the number one horse in here, Giacoso. This is a three-year-old from the Keith DeSormo barn. Sorry. He's getting better with each and every start. He has a race over the course. Ben Curtis rides. Ben Curtis is hitting at about 30% there. 6-1 on the morning line. Number one, Giacoso, upsets and wins today's ninth race, the Secretariat.
And tell us again, John, give us the coordinates at johnhardoon.com and what you have available today.
JohnHardoon.com, three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Colonial Downs, we have Saratoga, and we have Del Mar Selections.
Very good. That is John Hardoon. Have a great day. We will talk to you again next week, John.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
Let's bring in Scott Shapiro, who's been doing a lot of work on ExpressBet, Twitter, DRF. You're all over the place. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. Jealous of your location, but we're hanging in.
Well, I looked left, and I see the Pacific Ocean. It's a pretty rough spot to be in.
Yes, and I remember being in the one meal at the Tampa Moose in my life, and you were sitting right next to me in that meal, so...
Yeah, well, we're living the good life down here, Shapper, and but we're going to need some money to keep that good life
right.
going.
We better cash a ticket here.
We want to preview the Arlington Million at Colonial. Sounds so weird because this was such a great tradition at the late, great Arlington Park. 11th race at Colonial, the Grade 1 Arlington Million. How did you see the race? And Mystic Dan, the Derby winner, trying turf for the first time.
Yeah, Mystic Dan trying the turf kind of saved the race in terms of where it, you know, stood out in terms of headlines because, yeah, just not the race or the card that it used to be, unfortunately, when it was in Chicago. But Mystic Dan, not a lot of reasons to think that this is, you know, a horse that's going to move up on the turf, guys. He should get the right trip, though, and that's why you got to give him a shot to an extent. The question is the price. But Brian Hernandez Jr. and just this horse in general fits the style of a pocket trip. I think he's going to get a really good ground-saving trip with speed right to his outside, Time Song, and Runaway Storm. And if he's got it on the turf, he's got a shot here in what is a Grade 1 by name, but more Grade 2 in actuality. But I prefer Fort Washington, the other Sylvan McGahee in here. I think the pace will be honest, and I think this horse kind of coming into his own still as a six-year-old, the patient trainer McGahee. I'll go with number 6, Fort Washington, over a stable-made integration in the Arlington Million.
So that's number 6, Fort Washington, 4-1 on the program, race 11 at Colonial. And for the official radio play, Shapper, I know you did a lot of work on that late rolling sequences at Colonial. Any other opinions there that we can use?
Yeah, I am going to actually go mano-a-mano. I don't like doing it with John Hardoon, but his pick came with Giacoso, who I do respect his chances. I just don't know if there's enough speed to set things up for this Keith Stormo training. He might need the race. I prefer number 1, Simulate, who got a good trip last out, but this is just a horse moving in the right direction. Third off the layoff for Bill Mott and Junior Alvarado. I think he's going to be forward enough, not necessarily pace dependent, but I think he's going to get a really good trip in here. I don't know if we'll get 8-1, but I'll go with number 4, Simulate, in race 9. Race 9 is Secretariat at Colonial Downs, as you said. Tough to say, not used to it.
Simulate. The number 4 horse, 9th race. So at the very least, we have an exacta box there to play with you and Hardoon's pick, Giacoso. So good luck to both of you. Let's hope they run 1-2. And just tell us, Shapper, did I cover it? You're doing work pretty much everywhere. I saw you on DRF doing some video and your normal duties as well.
Yeah, it was a busy week of being all over. I did Monmouth for DRF. I did videos on Colonial, and then, of course, it's in Saratoga. And I'll even have an Ellis Park right up tomorrow on that Ellis Park Derby card. So spread around more than I like, but part of the deal in the summer.
All right, buddy. Good luck, and stay busy, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy your day.
Hey, John, a couple quick notes before we go to break. Tyler Connor, we had talked about him. He's the jockey who went down in a nasty spill at Colonial a few weeks ago. had spinal cord bruising. Basically, he announced his retirement online. He came on and said he just had no desire to ever ride a racehorse again.
Well, I'm glad he gets to make the decision. The decision's not made for him. He's got feeling back in all his limbs. He's got a long rehab coming up. But he looks like there's a chance for a full recovery. Good for this guy, Tyler Connor, to make sure that he gets to do what he wants to do going forward.
And a note also in the coming out of the Whitney, White Abario, it was announced, is going to be pointed for the Pacific Classic here on August 30th. They're going to leave the horse out here for the rest of the year and shoot for that Breeders' Cup Classic. Boy, that could come up as a heck of a race, John.
Right now, we're looking at Nisos from the San Diego, White Abario, and the three-year-old journalism's still here. We haven't heard officially where they're going, but the longer he's here, the better I like the chances we'll see him in the Classic.
That could be a great showdown August 30th for the Pacific Classic. Let's take our final time out. We'll get down to South Florida and talk to Toby Callett, Michael Rona at Los Alamitos. You are listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Horse players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events. Never miss a big race and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Planning your visit to Del Mar? Make sure to include dinner at the Pamplemousse Grill for a guaranteed winner. Casual yet elegant, Pamplemousse Grill offers quality food that delights all the senses. Chef Jeffrey Strauss invites you to try his many creations from his tenure as executive sous chef and executive chef at Glorious Food. Private dining is available for your group in one of two intimate dining rooms after you celebrate in the Del Mar Winner's Circle. For reservations, log on to pgrill.com or go to opentable.com. Here's a hot tip. On Sunday nights, make sure you try the paella or the spaghetti dinner and choose from a total of 1,500 bottles of wine. Come to where the owners, trainers, and jockeys play after the races. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill, 514 Via De La Valle, right across the street from the backstretch at Del Mar. The Pamplemousse Grill.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, John, bring us up to speed on some of those specials at todaysracingdigest.com.
We still got half the meet. You can pick up a digest for Del Mar any day of the meet for $149. Same price for the rest of the Saratoga meet. If you want all tracks through September 7th, that'll cost you $199. And also available online, your selections at Today's Racing Digest, Bob Mazursky. And mine, the Linda Report, is there too. So a lot available at todaysracingdigest.com.
And I'll quickly mention the simulcast sites. If you can't be at Del Mar Live, some of the options are the Paddock on 5th and the Gas Lamp Tavern there, downtown San Diego. You've got the OC Tavern, 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente. And, of course, the Derby Room at Fairplex, my favorite hangout when I'm up in that area. And we'll bring in Toby Callett from Toby's Turf Club. That's his favorite hangout when he's back in Florida. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Doing great. First off, the issue we wanted to talk to you about, First Racing has announced, is suing the Florida Racing Commission over this decoupling issue in Florida. Any thoughts on that, Toby?
Well, one slight correction, which is part of the problem we've had here forever. There actually is no Racing Commission in Florida. Racing is under the auspices of the Parimutuel Gaming Board. There is no actual Racing Commission. So that's part of the problem that's been the case forever. I don't like the precedents that have already been set if you're rooting for Gulfstream to remain a racetrack. Hialeah has gaming, no horse racing. Calder, as you know, has gaming, no horse racing. Pompano Park, the harness track, now has no racing, only gaming. The Highlight Ponton down in Miami, they never even put up their money for the lobbyists. They have no highlight. They have gaming. So I don't like the precedents that have been set. It doesn't bode well, but again, I'm not judge, jury, or an attorney, but those are actual examples to cite that are going to make you go,
John Lindo, last week all Toby did was give us a winner, Fear, the Exacta, the Tri, and the Super. That was last Saturday at Gulfstream, so we expect a repeat effort.
He took it all down, and I know his notebook is full of workouts from Del Mar when he was out here. So, Toby, you going to stick at Gulfstream Park, or are you coming out west for your play today?
I'm going to give you, like, a Gulfstream, because we're only as good as our last winner. And even though the rumors of my death are greatly exaggerated as far as Florida racing, he's still in there pitching. Fourth race today at Gulfstream. I like the first-timer. His name is Hammond. He's by a young son of Spike's founder named Charlatan, and sold this for a pretty good price. Look for him to be clear and gone. The one now back, Hammond's uncoupled entry mate, the 4, Master Chief Mike, and the 8, Ramos. We'll round out the gimmicks. That's 4-5 over the 1-4-8 to skate into the nightcap at Del Mar. A lot of these that have run, they're pretty well played out, in my opinion. I like the works, the two that I was able to watch on video, a number 7, Crystal Clean. I also like the fact that she's been in steady training back to Santa Anita back into June, hasn't missed a beat. Her 3 works at Del Mar are all at 5-8, once in the gate. She stumbled a little leaving, but quickly recovered. Looks to be very fast and should have plenty of stamina. That's the 7, Crystal Queen, to escape the finale at Del Mar.
Very good. A double 2 picks there from Toby. We'll try to make it 2 weeks in a row. Toby Callett, thank you, sir. We will talk again next week.
I didn't want you to think I was slacking off.
No, we're never, Toby. We
he does
expect
the work.
Nothing less.
That's
thank
right.
you, sir. Let's go to Michael Rona. He's the track announcer at Los Alamitos, and it was announced this week he will also be calling at Kentucky Downs this summer. So congratulations on that, Mike. That gig, which you know is a challenging place to call, Kentucky Downs. Congratulations.
Thank you so very much, Bob. Yeah, very exciting development for me. I was there in 2019 and 2020, but it's been about a 5-year break, and I get the chance to go back. And You are right about the challenge. I would submit it's the most difficult place to call races in North America because of the sight lines and the undulations, the unique layout. It's a long stretch. It's going to be full fields and a lot of unfamiliar silks. So hopefully I'm up for it. I know I'll be up for the challenge, and it's just an exciting opportunity. I'm grateful for Ed Burghardt to come in and fill in for me last weekend of August and the first weekend of September at Los Al. And, of course, I'm particularly grateful for Los Alamitos management to release me.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, some sad news to talk about coming. A jockey who really kind of based at Los Alamitos, that was Barrington Harvey, announced that he passed away at age 62. He was in his native Jamaica at the time. And Michael, this must have been very sudden because he was just riding out here, as I recall, at your last Thoroughbred meet, I believe. But anyway, sad news on Barrington Harvey.
Yes, I actually called a lot of his races up Golden Gate Fields also. He did a lot of riding in the Bay Area, and of course on the fair circuit in Northern California. He was extremely popular up at the Humboldt County Fair up at Ferndale, and he had plenty of winners at Los Alamitos, 129 to be precise. And yes, the news came through last Sunday. We had a nice tribute for him, horseman gathering in the winner's circle between races last Sunday night, and he's been lost to us at age 62. He was, as you said, in his native home of Jamaica at the time, and very sad news indeed. He was a very likable fellow whose peers really enjoyed and admired him.
And in Orlando's notes that he puts out, he says when Barrington would win a big race at Ferndale, he would do a little dance in the winner's circle called the Barrington Bossa Nova. So a fun-loving guy. He will be missed. John Lindo, I'll let you jump in now.
Well, Michael, with the 10-race card today at Del Mar, first post time tonight at Los Alamitos is 6:55. Wanted you to take a quick look at the feature race tonight. That's the John Deere Juvenile Challenge, the regional challenge that goes to the ninth and final. Let's do that and get a radio play from you, and then we'll let you go.
Certainly. And I'll tell you who's hot is Edgar Pierres. He went 5-for-5 with his mounts last Sunday night and dedicated the fifth win, which was on a 9-to-1 shot, to the memory of Barrington Harvey. It was a very nice touch from Edgar Pierres. The feature tonight, the ninth, 350 yards for two-year-olds, and the winner gets an invitation to a national race at the Downs at Albuquerque in October. The two trial winners were Hawk Rod, who has gate 5 and 7-2 on the morning line, and High Octane, who is the 5-2 morning line favorite from the outside post position. Number 10, Rodrigo Vallejo, coming in again to ride High Octane, which was the case in the trial for trainer Kristen Watanabe. So that's the feature race tonight, and in fact, it's where I'm going to linger.
Okay,
let's get a radio play then.
Well, I think that High Octane was lucky to get away with the victory in the trial 3 weeks ago, won by a neck from a filly named Candy Covered Knight, who overcame a really serious bump at the break to be charging hard. She missed by a neck. She was great on the gallop out. She'd run only once previously for a big, fast debut win back in June. She's owned by Legacy Ranch. And I think she can overcome post position one. I think she's sitting very nicely on the morning line at 4-1. I think she might be the one in the final tonight. And a horse to play around with, at least in exotics, is number 7, Run Don't Walk, at 8-1. I like the 1 and the 7 in the big one tonight, race 9.
And Bob, Michael made it three wins in a row. He had a dead heat winner last week with a 6-1, the Golden One. So he's going for the 4-bagger today, and we'll try and cash in that feature race tonight.
Well, when he gets hot, he runs off streaks like this. Let's get Candy Covered Night home, Michael, and good luck tonight.
Thanks very much, fellas.
Hey, John, just a minute here before we got to check out. But the jockey and trainer standings are very close down here at Del Mar. At the trainer standings, we've got a three-way tie at the top Mark Glatt, Peter Miller, Bob Baffert with 9 each. And in the jockey race, we've got Juan Hernandez and Antonio Frasu battling it out.
I tell you what, and Aisha's had a terrific meet so far.
Well, that's about it, John. Thanks for making the drive down to Moore Park. a real game effort. You've got the bagel here waiting for me. The coffee's coming up.
And the pamplemousse tonight.
Pamplemousse tonight. We want to thank Elise and Christian for doing a great job inside. Mike Wilman's here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. Stay tuned for Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show. Good luck today. Cash some tickets. We will see you again next Saturday.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at old El Mar, take a plane, take a train.